Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, the number one authority on referral marketing training around the globe. Welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Something that's quite often overlooked, but at the same time is probably so important if you want the right sort of referral partners. I hear so many times, I can't get the right sort of referral partners. I don't get enough referrals. People who are my referral partners, I pass more referrals to them than what they do to me. See, to me, all of those problems disappear when you understand this. How attractive are you being to your referral partners? So there's been some things we've been working on behind the scenes here. One of the things is what we call our attraction plan. Because whether it be in any sort of relationship you have, business, personal, clients, prospects, people want to do things with people that they know, like, trust, and are attracted to. So not attracted to in that personal love sense, but attracted to because they're fun to be around, because it's interesting, because in the end, there's benefit to both people. It's easy. So when you start thinking about what do you need to be to attract the right sort of referral partners to you, and now all of a sudden this becomes an interesting little insight that you should be doing for yourself. How attractive are you to getting the right sort of referral partners? Do you communicate well? Do you follow through? Do you do what you say you're going to do? Is it enjoyable? See, over my many years of creating referral partners, I can instantly think of the people where I knew straight away that we had no hope. It was a chore. It was hard. I look at my phone and go, I can't be bothered speaking to that person today. And if that's what you're creating, then there's no wonder that creating referral relationships is difficult, isn't working. So when we think of just humans, humans gravitate to humans that are like themselves. So if you think, what sort of referral partner do you want? Where you want someone that is great at communicating with you. You want someone who follows through, that's an action taker, an implementer, that's a go-getter, that's fun. It's good to be around them. It's positive energy. So if that's the sort of person you want as a referral partner, then that's the sort of person you need to become. So are you shooting yourself in the foot before we even start because of how you are in business as a person versus what you need to be? When you make this list, you're probably going to see why the results you get might be why you're getting those results. And that's absolutely fine, because the nice thing is you can change this whenever you want. You don't have to go do some sort of course. You don't have to go and do a great deal other than be consciously aware. As humans, we are always going to gravitate to people who are similar to ourselves. Always. So knowing that, and that being the case, we need to make sure that we're doing everything possible to get the right sort of referral partners. So grab an A4 piece of paper and let's do this. On the left-hand side, in fact, break your A4 piece of paper, turn it landscape, create three columns. On the far left, so in the first column, what do you actually want in a referral partner? Make a list. So in my list, same mindset and values as me, that's number one. Fun, number two, I can't stand doing anything that's not enjoyable. Good communicator, Number three, follows through and does what they say they're going to do. Number four, can think outside the box, is open to trying new things. So make a list of what you need a great referral partner to be. That's going to be different for each person in your personality type. Then in the middle, make a list of how you are. Be honest. If you just simply go, oh, yeah, I'm all of those things, that's great if you are 110% sure you are. But if you're not, you've got to be honest with yourself. You can't fix anything until you take a good look in the mirror, as they say. So now you've got the middle column of how you are. So now in the last column, what do you need to change? What do you need to work on? So I know there have been times in the past, when especially when things aren't going as rosy as what we'd like them to be going, where my positivity and my energy is just not the same. I probably wouldn't want to be around myself. So knowing that, I can now at least do something different about it. So a couple of things I want you to take away from here. We attract the sort of referral partners that are similar to ourselves. So quite possibly you need to change yourself before you can get the right sort of referral partner. People gravitate to people who are similar to them. People will always do things with people who they know, like, trust, and feel that they're on the same page as one another. That is what part of the attraction plan is all about. Getting yourself that attractive that in the end people beg to be your referral partners. They beg to be prospects into clients. And that's not hard to do. You just consciously need to be aware of what is going on and what you need to change. So rather than complaining, I don't get enough referrals, I don't have enough referral partners, what can you do to change it from what we've just talked about today? Remember, if this is the first time you've been listening to us, go subscribe to our YouTube channel, Referral Marketing Guru. Jump into the referral network on Facebook, our Facebook group, which I bring our network together to hang out. And grab your 9-point referral game plan at michaelgriffiths.com.au/plan. Till next time, take care. I'll talk to you real soon.